This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got to be better for him. I didn't feel like I put him in enough good situations this year, ball placement wise. Again, he can sit there and think about that play over and over, but I got to be better for him. That's what it comes down to, and get him, you know, more involved. I know he's been battling throughout the entire year, bumps and bruises, and probably games that he shouldn't have played he was in, but he's a tough sucker, and I got nothing but, again, love for him, how he's approached this year. He's going to be so much better next year. You know, let his body heal up, and I'm going to be better for him.
Josh Allen, talking about Dalton Kincaid there, we're going to get a little bit of chatter here on Kincaid with Tyler Dunn in just a moment. He has a long-form piece he just dropped yesterday about Kincaid and his attempt to bounce back physically, mentally from that drop in Kansas City, which, I know, Joe, like, I know that is a drop. I know you want your first-round pick to catch that ball, of course. I do feel similar to the Tyler Bass miss in that if he had made the catch, we don't know if they win the game. And also, after he drops that pass, the Bills have a chance to stop the Chiefs and don't. So it's not like last play of the game you definitely lost. It's a failure. It's a mistake. It's a miss. It's a failure to convert. But, you know, there have been bigger we would have won if you did the thing plays. It was a very, very, very big play. I mean, it's the Diggs drop is similar to that. Like, would they have won if he catches that ball? Very possibly. But it doesn't mean you lost directly on that play. It's still something that obviously would haunt a player. I get that.
That's true. The difference for me might be that I think they were definitely losing that football game, whether Bass makes the field goal or not. Bass makes the field goal, and you are giving Mahomes a minute 15 or whatever it was left. Like, what's their win probability?
You're right. If
Bass makes the field goal, are they 15% to win the game? Like,
it's higher than that. It's probably like 35 or 40%. Okay. I remember when Bass walked on the field for that kick to tie it. I thought, let's go. This game is over. Like, if you kick to tie, you're going to lose. And he missed it, and it was over. So,
and I had already maybe I should went too far with it, but I remember thinking I was in the stadium, in the crowd, and Bass came out for the field goal, and I said out loud, "This game's over."
Yeah, right.
This game is over. The first step Bass takes on the field, I don't even care what happens with the field goal. It is over. Dalton Kincaid drops the ball at the Chiefs 35-yard line with a minute 55 seconds to go. You would have had first and 10 at the Chiefs 35 with minute 55 to go, first and 10.
Same kind
in
of
field goal range, down three.
How different is it than where you were for Bass? Like, Bass was closer with less time. What I'm saying is you might have found your way to get exactly to the Bass spot where Bass would walk on a fourth and nine and kick it and make it, and then we see basically the same scene unfold, except this time the Chiefs have to score. Right. But in both cases,
it's not over at that point, and it's not you've won the game if you do this.
Right.
Like, that's the similarity. But to me, the Bills are still in great shape if Kincaid catches the pass.
Sure.
And if Bass makes the field goal, they're probably going to lose anyway.
That's right. It's not to say that the play, of course, like, I'm not saying it didn't matter. Just
right.
It's not on the 100th percentile of drops.
It's not Ronnie Harmon. in the AFC Championship against Cleveland. It's not in the end zone you drop the pass and the game is over.
Right.
Like, if Kincaid makes that drop in the end zone, I mean,
it's not even as bad.
It's 100 times worse.
Well, one catch that's in there in Tyler's piece. How about Mark Andrews? Mark Andrews worse?
Mark Andrews is worse.
Mark Andrews is worse.
Not even just because he had two of them.
It's an easier catch, and he makes that catch and the game is tied. They still might lose. But
I guess for that, maybe it's not really that different. Like, it is because, wasn't this true, the Kincaid one too? Like, the game is over when you drop that ball. But the game for Andrews...
The game is not over.
The Bills kneel it, so that one, it's definitely over, right?
Yes.
Don't the Bills kneel it?
Well, they go for an onside kick, and
The Bills have to force Kansas City to go 3 and out.
That's right, which they didn't do.
But what I'm saying is, if Kincaid catches that ball, you got work to do still, right?
Oh, for sure.
You got to go 35 yards and score. If Andrews catches that ball, they've still got a lot of work to do because the Bills then have a minute plus with a tie game just needing a field goal.
I wonder if you went back into the Bills-Chiefs game here, the divisional game, where Bass missed the kick, would they have a 1st and 10 at that same yard line with 1:55? Like, how far off would they have been from being in literally the same game situation they were 3 plays before Bass kicks?
It might be, that's a good question. It might be about the same.
Yeah.
Because it's like a, what is it, like a 40, how long is that Bass field goal? 46?
It's not that long. I didn't think it was that long.
Shorter than that? 42, maybe?
Yeah. Tyler Dunn joining us on the Western Hotline. GoLongTD.com. He wrote a long piece about Dalton Kincaid yesterday. Tyler, we're talking about that drop. You know, you talked to Kincaid. You wrote about it and wrote about his reaction to it. And, you know, I'm sure it's not something that he's breaking down the way that we just did, because he just probably looks at it in a binary, you know, should have caught it, would have caught it, didn't catch it kind of thing. And it's something that, you know, you laid out in your piece pretty well. His teammates talked to him about, and it's something that he'll have to kind of come back from here.
No doubt, fellas, and thanks for having me on to discuss. You know, in these conversations with these players, it's kind of like there's that elephant in the room, and neither one of us know that it can be avoided, but you don't really know, does the player want to discuss, you know, the worst moment of his sports life? Probably not right off the bat, right? Like, but to Dalton Kincaid's credit, I mean, he's staring down his demons face-to-face right now because he did it in the moment, right after it. He's in the locker room at Kansas City, and, you know, guys are consoling him. Everything's, you know, really emotional for good reason. There's tears, all of that. And he said that the person who really helped him snap out of that state and get to this point where he can feel good about 2025, and he attacked everything in the offseason the way he did, that player was Micah Hyde, right? Like, we're all kind of wondering, why is Hyde even around on the practice squad that final month of the season? I think it's for moments like this where Hyde went up to him, and we can only say so much on the AM radio airwaves here, but said, you know, effing wipe those tears away. Like, face the media, face the music. You need to talk about this right now. And he said, I wish I had somebody like that kind of giving me that tough love. He went through a similar play 11 years ago with Green Bay, dropping a Colin Kaepernick interception that could have won Green Bay that wild card game at Lambeau. So Dalton Kincaid really pointed to that moment. Micah Hyde kind of being, you know, abrasive, maybe a little strong, but giving him some tough love.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. He wiped the tears away, boarded that flight back, got back to Buffalo, watched the film, right? They don't have to watch the film. I remember back in the 13 seconds game, a lot of guys, a lot of coaches, they didn't watch that film. They don't have to. The season's over. He watched that film. He met with McDermott, met with Bean, and just immediately attacked the offseason the way he did.
Yeah. Tyler's got a piece up. His website, golongtd.com. You can go become a subscriber. You get really long-form stories, in-depth looks, in-depth conversations with players, with coaches, all that coverage around the NFL. Tyler, so, all right, let's talk Kincaid's comeback here. Because even without that drop, I feel like 2 years in, Bills fans have seen quite a bit from him, and there's lots to like, but there's more to be desired. How much do you feel like Kincaid feels that there's more that he can show, more that he can prove, whether it's being healthy or being a bigger part of the offense? What is Kincaid right now in terms of his drive to show he can do more?
Look, I get it. It's July, and everybody's in the best shape of their life, and every storyline and every one of the 32 NFL markets is going to be flowery and bubbly and rainbows and puppies. I mean, that's just the nature of this time of year. I genuinely buy that Dalton Kincaid is going to blow up in year three for a million reasons. And a lot of it's physical. Both knees, as we've kind of gotten into in the past, were in bad, bad shape. He couldn't even really bend them. He had the PCL in one, bursitis in the other, just fluid building up and not really knowing what in the hell going on. So once he figured that out, okay, like here's what I had, and he still Googles it. What is it called? The Morale Leviel, or I'm probably mispronouncing it. But I think it's more psychological because you go through history, you look at all these tight end greats, like so many of these guys, like they face this moment early in their career. You know, George Kittle at Iowa, I mean, he had to meet with a sports psychologist. He was had all kinds of anxiety, started drawing a red dot on his wrist tape, slammed it after every bad play, kind of reset mentally. That was his thing. Tony Gonzalez, who Dalton Kincaid looked up to as his favorite player growing up, he had 16 drops in year two. I mean, he was terrible. Dalton Kincaid, it didn't get this bad for him. I mean, Gonzalez is locking himself in a bedroom, drinking Jack and Cokes, depressed, and he basically had to literally look in the mirror and say, look, I know I think I'm doing everything I got to do, everything the coaches say, I've got to do more. And that's kind of when he started his legendary routine of catching 100 balls before every single practice. There's all of these tight ends had this like man in the mirror moment where everything kind of clicks. And I think you have to face those demons kind of head on. You can't just bury it and never watch that film and pretend like that play at Kansas City didn't happen, which by the way, it's a hard play to make, but one Dalton Kincaid knows he should make. And I think the fact that he kind of faced it head on is huge. And this is somebody who is far more mentally tough, physically tough than I certainly thought. I mean, he played with cracks in his back, and his tight ends coach at Utah gets into that in our story. I mean, literal cracks in the vertebrae, played the Pac-12 championship game, wanted to play in the bowl game, which guys don't want to play in anyways. So he's that, and he's hungry. I think there's a competitive fire to Dalton Kincaid that, yeah, to your point, Jeremy, like he knows the stakes. He knows the team's counting on him. And he knows that they're going to get to the Super Bowl. He's probably going to have to make that play in that moment in the playoffs again.
Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com with us. It sounds like, too, you know, like there's toughness in fighting through all that, and then there's also preventing those injuries, which is a little bit of kind of what the Bills sounded like at the end of the season, Tyler. But him living here throughout the winter and going to the facility kind of sounds like he took all of that very seriously.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Everybody listening knows what this winter was like. I mean, Western New York in February, March, April, this one especially, it just dragged and dragged. And I a lot of these players, they can't wait to get the hell out of here, right? They lose a playoff game, and they're gone. Like, they're going to a beach. They're going to their families. They're not to be seen again until everybody's got a report for workouts in April. So that's like the inclination is – to hit eject, especially after a game and a play like that. But he took, you know, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott were blunt. They wanted him to strengthen up. Armor up, I think, is the term that Brandon Bean has used a lot. And he didn't want to waste any time. You know, he took a few weekend trips, and I know his parents in Las Vegas, that's where he's from, they came out to Orchard Park and spent a little time with him. But pretty much the entire offseason, Dalton Kincaid is here in Western New York. It's just him and his golden doodle. You know, they go to Knox State Farm Park. They hit Chestnut Ridge up. They walk around Orchard Park. Other than that, he's at One Hills Drive, and he's lifting weights and more weights and more weights. And that's the concern, right? Like, is he going to beef up and become, you know, I don't know, pick your 90s tight end, Mark Gruner, Jay Remersma. I heard Bean's comment, McDermott's comment, and you wonder, all right, you got this rare weapon. You don't want to, you know, overcompensate. And he insisted that the conversations with the GM, with the head coach and the training staff were daily. And they did believe there was this needle to thread, get to 245, rock solid, you know, don't get up to 260, and always incorporate agility drills, athletic type movements that he's going to need to implement on the field. So I think Will Greenberg really took the lead on all of this, right? He's the head of strength, and he's kind of working all these different exercises in there. But don't get it twisted. They're lifting a lot of weights, and he's planning on lifting weights throughout the season. I think that was his mistake looking back is, you know, maybe it's that basketball pass, right? Like you wonder, oh, is this going to throw off my jump shot if I'm lifting weights? But he saw Matt Collins lift weights in October, November, December, and still be fresh, still feel good the entire season. And I know that this year, that's what Dalton Kincaid plans on doing.
Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com. He has a big, long piece on Dalton Kincaid, his latest that he's dropped at his website. You can check that out. You know, Tyler, as we look for year three, you're saying you're expecting a breakout. Did you get any sense from Kincaid about the, you know, you said he knows the stakes. This is a team in the AFC Championship game next year, last season. They're favored in every game they play this year. I feel like one of the big things about these Bills is last year they were able to say, no one believes in us. They think we're going to be bad. You could find somebody picking them to not win the division. And this year, they're right back to living in the pressure cooker. And I wonder if you got any sense of that from Kincaid or the other players you spoke to about him, about where this team really does sit in regards to the NFL. Like, this is a team that the league looks at and thinks they should be in it. They should win one here. And that comes with a certain level of pressure.
It does. Yeah, I don't think – and even last year – I know that was the hard sell, and I guess to the Bills' credit, they probably spliced up the clips of people in the national media doubting them. There were those folks out there, but I mean, for the love of God, as long as you've got Josh Allen, you're going to be competing for a Super Bowl year in and year out. So I don't know. I think inherently that pressure has always been there. I think it's since what, 2020, really, when he blew up that COVID season. I mean, it's Super Bowl or bust. Year in and year out, and that's what everybody should be thinking. I'm trying to think back to the conversation with Dalton. He brought up Super Bowl, you know, and I asked him, what do you expect out of yourself? What should everybody kind of envision if Dalton Kincaid is doing his thing? And he's like, you know, moving good, feeling good, able to cut and bend and work with a reigning MVP. But he said again and again, it's all about the Super Bowl. Like, he didn't care about anything else other than winning a Super Bowl. And it's, you know, I think we can kind of take that for granted. Like, but for a whole generation, you wouldn't hear anything like that being said from any Bills player or any Bills coach. It was so out of the realm of possibility that nobody's even thinking that. So for him to kind of nonchalantly just, you know, reference that, like, I think it is Super Bowl or bust. I mean, everybody wants to slam that button that simulates the January. They should win the division. They should get into the playoffs. You know, maybe they even get that first round bye. And I think that's maybe the message for Sean McDermott is, okay, if you're trying to figure out a message to sell for the Bills, that's probably it, because that's something they haven't been able to lock down. They haven't been able to rest that week and then host a Houston Texans as opposed to a Baltimore Ravens. It's a small thing. We're kind of working around the fringes, but earning that number one seed as opposed to the number two, and hosting an AFC championship game, which would be the last game in that stadium. I can't imagine the energy. That could be a goal, right? That could be something that you rally around if you're the Buffalo Bills.
Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com. Tyler, thanks for the time. Anybody wants to subscribe, I would highly recommend. Always great work, Tyler. GoLongTD.com. And the latest piece is from Tyler on Dalton Kincaid. Thanks, Tyler.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Kincaid and those expectations.
There's also a good chunk in here about him and Knox's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And last week when you were off, when we had Joe Marino on, he said, we talked about Knox a little bit, like, fully expect they're going to extend Knox after this season.
In part because cap space?
Yeah, he has a $17 million cap hit.
Yeah.
But also, like, what he means to the locker room has been referenced a lot, and I think you do see some of that detail in Tyler's piece.
Yeah.
Knox had every reason to be mad when they drafted Kincaid, and you just really haven't had any of that.
Right. I think you might say, like, Knox is a lifetime Bill. They're going to find a way to keep pushing, keep restructuring,
yeah,
all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Speaking of the end, Von Miller reportedly has three teams very interested. He has not signed yet. His agent told Brian Baldinger three teams are very interested.
Okay, we don't know the three teams?
We do not.
I would doubt the Bills are one of them.
Me too. Buff in Dallas is on the phone. Hey, Buff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, I'm going to say what, you know, a lot of players want to say, and I love these guys. Hats off to them. They're not signing because this is some BS with, you know, not giving them guaranteed contracts. Eventually, it's going to move up to first-round players. In my opinion, first and second round players, it's almost like splitting hairs because it just depends on if you had an injury, whatever. You put your first round grade, second round grade. So they should be guaranteed contracts just like the first rounders, even all the way up to the fourth round pick. But the thing is, why is there so much collusion in the NFL when it comes to the Players Association and the owners? Because the owners is just getting rich off this deal. And this is why, you know, the NIL and the college players. So if I'm working my butt off as a player and I'm not being compensated, not given a guaranteed contract, I think that's going to take away from, you know, some type of motivation when these guys, I know it's their dream, but it's almost like it's gonna hurt the NFL ultimately in the long run, you know, because a guy that's really good and he's not gonna get a guarantee that deal, but he's getting more money in college. I just want to get your opinion about that. That, to me, that don't sound right.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah. You know, that's probably some good context there. Hey, you'll be a first round pick or a second round pick. If you're a first, it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
If you're a second, well, the league is fighting about that. And if you're a player that is maybe going to go late first, early second, the difference between, you know, getting that money, first off, every single pick that goes by, you're losing a little bit of money, and then you're losing the guarantee on that. Like, that could be a big drop.
Right.
And could that trickle down to keep more guys in college? Johnny Manziel just said that if NIL existed when he were in college, he would have stayed in school and probably made more money. But think about the kind of money Johnny Manziel would have made if he stayed at Texas A&M for another year.
Yeah, I mean, so what was the Jayden Higgins one again? It was $11 million.
It's like
total.
$11 million total for a deal in the second round. That's at the top of the second round.
Yep.
It's 4 years, $11 million. If you signed any free agent off the street to 4 years, $11 million, people would say like, oh, that's nobody.
Right.
And that's how much that contract for Higgins costs. That is fully guaranteed. That the rest of the second round will get cheaper from there. And this is where the fight, the kind of logjam is.
Well, because what's interesting is, this, bear with me for a moment because it's a different position, it's a different age bracket, different schools. But Jayden Higgins signed a 4-year contract. And what is, well, I guess he's wrong to use because he got a fully guaranteed deal. What's a normal guarantee in a second round?
Partial guarantees.
Would it be 6 million, 7 million?
It might be 9. I don't know.
9 million, okay. Over 4 years. The lineman that just signed with Texas Tech, like signed like a landmark, like they just legalized this. 5-star offensive lineman Felix Ojo signed with Texas Tech. 3 years, $5.1 million fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
And there was a revenue share part of the contract.
Jeez.
That could have the contract go even higher. And that does not include any NIL. Like if he gets, I mean, that would be true of Higgins too, right? Like if you get a sponsor, a car dealership that gets added on top. But 3 years, 5.1 fully guaranteed is competitive with a 4-year rookie contract if you're talking about $9 million fully guaranteed. I don't know what the details of the revenue share part.
Right.
Which almost sounds insane that you're giving a kid who's never played college football yet revenue sharing. But
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Paul at 8 o'clock to talk to us, give us his thoughts on the Bo Byram extension with the Sabres. 2 years, 6.25 for Byram. And when we get back, kind of a little offshoot of Tyler's conversation there, like Kincaid, you know, owning it, owning the pressure, owning the drop. I had a thought yesterday, Joe, I want to run by you about the pressure of this moment for the Bills, and I want to know if it's okay to kind of stare at it in this way that I'd never thought of it before. It's coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
He brought up Super Bowl when I asked him, what do you expect out of yourself? What should everybody kind of envision if Dalton Kincaid is doing his thing? And he's like, you know, moving good, feeling good, able to cut and bend and work with a reigning MVP. But he said again and again, it's all about the Super Bowl. Like, he didn't care about anything else other than winning a Super Bowl. And it's, you know, I think we can kind of take that for granted. But for a whole generation, you wouldn't hear anything like that being said from any Bills player or any Bills coach. It was so out of the realm of possibility that nobody's even thinking that. So for him to kind of nonchalantly just, you know, reference that, like, I think it is Super Bowl or bust.
Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com. He has a piece up about Dalton Kincaid. Good morning. It is Jeremy and Joe. Happy to have you along with us here on a humid, warm Tuesday. It's going to be hot today. Mm-hmm. We've got a real summer here, you know. Bills rookies report to training camp today. That's exciting. TJ Sanders, we'll see, because of the second round pick stuff. Maybe you've heard a little bit about that. You've heard us talk about that.
He was at minicamp, I believe.
A lot
and
of the
rookie minicamp. So yeah. he had been in attendance before this.
Rookies have been second round picks have been. They've just been unsigned.
Yeah.
I have a small let's get stupid about that, but
okay.
Maybe we'll save that. And again, reporting for when the rookie report date is not the same as missing the first practice. First practice is a week from tomorrow. If all 30 of the 32 second-round picks that are unsigned right now, if they all miss the start of training camp, would the league and the teams feel like, well, all right, our guy's missing some reps, but everybody's players are missing reps outside of, you know, Cleveland and Houston, who picked at the top.
Well, no, which one of those has a second guy?
Houston has a second guy later.
Houston still does have a guy that would be missing.
That's right.
Not the first guy they picked.
803-0550. All right, so pressure. The pressure of the season. I had a thought yesterday, and I don't want this to be viewed as negative, because but I think there are different types of sports fans. There are some sports fans that love it when your team is not thought of highly. Doubt us.
Yeah.
That's better. I don't want to be the favorite. You know, a couple of years ago when the Bills signed Vaughn and they're the favorites, people got nervous. Oh, I don't like when I'm supposed to win. I'd rather be a scrappy underdog and prove them wrong.
This is like the poll we put up on Friday when you weren't here of what would you prefer, being the best golfer in a group or the worst golfer in a group? And more people voted for being the worst golfer in the group.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want the expectations up, right? Or the pressure of I've got to perform.
Okay.
Not it's a bonus if I perform.
I did see that poll you guys put up. I thought it was interesting. A lot of context in there. Follow-up questions.
Oh, but sorry, yeah. And more people did say best, but still, it was pretty close. Anyways.
But it really comes down to, are you comfortable with acknowledging the pressure you're under. You know, our conversation there with Tyler, some people, they make a mistake. They want to burn the tape. You mentioned, like, Kincaid wanted to see that play. You know, the worst play you've ever had. Think about a Bills game. Have you ever watched 13 seconds back? Mm-hmm. Are you able to confront what was lost that day and go back and see it again?
Mm-hmm.
I've told you I watched that Houston playoff game a bunch of times. Because
yes,
to watch, that's a big lead on the road. They blow that lead. It's kind of amazing. Have you watched it again? No, I can't. All right, I get that. You know, different strokes for different folks. The thought I had yesterday about the pressure on this Bills team, not just this year, but moving forward. And if they win the Super Bowl, then, like, let's go. Go win a second one. Like, we'll move to that quickly. Allen and Jackson are so unique in their sport right now. And we've also said, like, McDavid is here. As Hall of Fame players that have to win, you got to win. Mm-hmm. When we had that conversation yesterday with a caller yesterday calling saying Mahomes is the guy and Allen's going to live in his shadow until he wins something. Like, you can't really dispute that on the QB wins conversation. And it got me mm-hmm. all the way to thinking about that conversation we had. I think it was Mark and Tonawana that called yesterday about that. It got me all the way to this, Joe, which is, I don't want to say this and be viewed as like, oh, you're just doomsday scenarioing things. Like, that's not it. What it is for me is accepting where they live. I always say they live in the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And a way that I thought to say it that I haven't thought about it before is, if they fail to deliver a Super Bowl in the Josh Allen era,
uh-huh,
that kind of becomes the identity of the franchise.
If they go Allen's career without winning?
Yeah.
Oh.
It becomes the identity. The way that four Super Bowl losses was the franchise's kind of identity to non-Bills fans, or even Bills fans, for a long time.
Yep.
And that might have faded by now. We kind of had this conversation. You know, the people that lived through it still remember it. But now if you were to say to an NFL fan, hey, what do you think of the Buffalo Bills? Their first thought's going to be about how good they are right now and how Josh Allen's amazing. The franchise identity is what they are right now.
Yeah.
And that is not true of every team. Some teams are thought of for, like, the Jets. What are the Jets? Historically hilarious franchise. They never do anything any well at all. You got Dolphins fans who would like to say their franchise identity might be a perfect season. The Patriots, what is their identity? It's the dynasty that they had with Belichick and Brady. You know, what you're remembered for versus what you are in the moment. And there is so much that they have to finish this job. They have to get it over the line. And when I say that, I don't mean to put out, like, negative vibes, because I really think that Brandon Bean will kind of feel all that. And while this offseason we did not see them land a big whale and there was not this big, huge signature move, what he did the last two offseasons was kind of build, eat your vegetables, do the roster building in the proper way, so that Josh Allen's window 2.0, which I think we would all kind of say, like, this is window 2.0, there will be somewhere that move. If they're not getting there, that move will come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have to be desperate, but I think they have to be aware that once they get another season like they've had, let's say we get to the deadline and they are on track for the one seed. It looks good.
Yeah.
Granted, it won't be that deep into the season, about halfway. But I feel like we'll be saying, go get that guy. Do it. Trade a future first. Trade this. There will be times to push in further. He did it with Vaughn. Mm-hmm. He did it before in window one. And then they kind of had to transition back into window two. And now we're kind of at the doorstep of that where, hey, the roster is full. There's not a lot of holes.
Allen's cap hit really isn't that high amongst the other paid quarterbacks in the league.
Right. You have the built-in cheat code of who he is. You have that he agreed to take a little bit less than he probably could have.
Yep.
And you have it's all here in front of you again. So I just started thinking about the pressure on the franchise to exhaust all avenues. It can't just be what it was kind of last offseason and this offseason, which are successful plans. And again, like roster building and foundation building, it can't just be, well, you're always going to be good.
Right.
Which is kind of what it is right now. And I'm pretty confident that it won't always be like that. That the pressure of what they are, they know. McDermott knows. Bean knows. They're close. You know, his postgame or postseason talking about knocking on the door. We're right. We're close. We know we're close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wonder if some days he wakes up and thinks, like, I'll do whatever it takes. And some days he thinks, I got to be patient, you know?
Well, that's kind of the message he gave at the end of the season, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That we don't have to do anything brash. We don't have to be desperate. We just have to do what we've been doing and keep knocking on the door, and eventually it's going to open for us. That's pretty close to what that was said at the end of the season. And how does that feel as a mentality, though? How does that feel as a strategy of, we just got to keep doing what we're doing? Keep doing what we're doing, and eventually it's going to happen.
I agree, keep doing what they're doing. What I'm saying is, you can't...
Well, keep doing what they're doing would maybe not include... Not that they haven't done this, because they have done this too, would be the move you're talking about, which is they're looking good, and... You know, in the middle of the year, maybe Pittsburgh season's off the rails, and they want to. They're ready to trade T.J. Watt,
right?
And oh, he's available. Middle of the season, prorated contract. You don't have to take on the whole cap hit. You want to do it? Who wants to do it? First round pick. And if the Bills are in looking like they're in the driver's seat, and like this could be the year, isn't everybody going to be? And not like whether fans would want to do it. Would they want to do it?
Yes.
Would they want to go to? Well, we did this with Vaughn. We're looking good, but this could really be the year.
Yeah, I think
could be a finishing piece that we can acquire in the middle of the season.
If you look at their deadlines, I mean, they have made moves.
Yeah.
They really have. Going back to when they had a chance to end the drought, it was Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
We have good start. We got to get this thing over the line. What if we make the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be great for us.
Right.
At that point, that was kind of their Super Bowl was ending that drought. They did it in year one, and in year one they went and made that move.
Yeah.
Not a huge move, but I just think he's got a buyer's mentality, and he's been good and responsible and just patient the last two off seasons,
mm-hmm.
calculating to a degree. And I still think that whole like the whole big,
there's a sunglasses meme in there still somewhere.
Like the whole big baller bean persona that was created. That was because he was a guy that went out and did a bunch of stuff. And these last two off seasons, there's been less of that.
It's been more calculated and
a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. And I just feel like that will come out again at some point.
Well, but you're saying because it will have to.
Because
your legacy is you never won.
Your legacy can't be I had Josh Allen and I didn't win.
Not only that, I don't know if they think in this way. I'd like to think they would. Like, maybe they think about their own legacy and how they'll be remembered if they were to never win one with this quarterback. How Bean and McDermott would be remembered.
That's...
How the franchise would be remembered. But there also is your fans for this. Because if you never win one with this quarterback, who is arguably the best in the league, every year that he plays, might be the greatest athlete that's ever played the position. If you don't win with him, your fans are going to feel like they are truly never going to win. You're going to leave your fans. You'll probably be gone. They'll be gone at that point. They're going to leave everything here without winning one, with everyone just sitting here feeling like it's never going to happen. That's what the feeling would be.
803-0550.
And you got to avoiding that. The value in avoiding that.
I think it comes down to, do you want pressure? Do you like pressure? This is earned, right? Expectations are earned, and the Bills have earned these expectations. 803-0550. Anyway, 1-888-550-2550. Paul Hamilton at 8 o'clock on Bo Byram, an extension for Byram. He stays with the Sabres for 2 years. They can still trade him, but Byram gets an extension instead of going to arbitration. He has not been traded, which is one of the things we thought we might see this offseason. That has not happened. So we'll get Paul's thoughts on that, what it means for their lineup, and if it is sticky, if he is going to stick around for a year or two. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring, 803-0550.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WGR. Hey, the Bills and Sabres Foundations will be hosting the 5th annual Give 716 Day, raising as much money for local charities as possible, beginning at 7:16 tonight and running till midnight tomorrow on 716 Day. Over 550 charities are participating. Fans are encouraged to make a donation of any amount to their favorite charity or charities. Go to give716.org between 7:16 tonight and midnight tomorrow to take part in Give 716 Day. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Paul Hamilton in a moment on the Sabres and the Bo Byram extension.
Sounds more and more like LeBron is going to get traded. Brian Windhorst had a story yesterday about how the Lakers are like fully transitioning from him to Luka, timeline-wise. So,
you know what I want.
I saw a list
you
of
know
teams.
What I want.
Who was it? Ramona Shelburne. I'll find who it was.
Come
but
on.
I saw a list of teams that could be interested.
Yeah.
And it was the Cavs were one of them.
Nah.
They'd be great.
No.
They'd be the favorites. They already are the favorites in the East. The Mavericks were listed.
No.
Which would be funny. The Clippers.
No. Terrible.
And the Warriors.
Let's go. Let's go.
The Warriors were on the list.
I busted out and wore my Latrell Sprewell Warriors jersey on vacation.
Who?
Latrell Sprewell.
Latrell Sprewell?
Yes.
Sounds like a creative player in the video game.
Hold on. Latrell Sprewell
I
is
don't know Latrell Sprewell.
Very well known, and you're going to remember.
Is he?
Yes.
Josh?
You are
Owen,
gonna,
do we know Latrell Sprewell?
Go ahead and Wikipedia that guy and say, like, actually, you know what? I do remember that. He choked his coach.
Anybody? He did?
He choked his coach. PJ Carlissimo. Yes.
He choked him?
Oh, maybe. You don't even know, you don't know this story?
Like on the sidelines or like in the locker room or was this out in front of everybody?
In a practice. He put
in
his hands
practice.
Around his the neck of PJ Carlissimo and choked his coach.
Wow.
He was a great, fun, young player with the Golden State Warriors when I was a Warriors fan back in high school.
Yeah, he was a Warrior from 92 to 98.
He was awesome. Loved him. Had an autographed picture, have his jersey. Then he choked his coach and went to the Knicks and the T-Wolves and, you know.
The whole choking your coach thing, that's
it's amazing you
that's
even
bad for the room, you get, usually.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
can you recover from a coach choke?
Well, yet you get traded, I think.
He went to other teams. He played. You just say, like,
I'm surprised that's not a league-wide issue.
It was a relationship issue, as long as he wasn't coached by P.J. Carlissimo again.
Has anyone ever fought their coach and survived to tell the tale, like, on the same team?
Well,
have they ever repaired a relationship of fighting your own coach?
You know what I would say to that?
Didn't Buddy Ryan punch
Jerry Glanville?
And did they continue to work together, didn't they?
Maybe. I would say, I bet there are 100 player, coach fist fights that we've never heard about, that we never know about.
Yeah.
100%.
Uh-huh. Right, Owen?
There are plenty that I witnessed in my days playing.
Remember when Travis Kelce shoved Andy Reid?
Yes.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Right.
It was a shove, not quite a choke or like a punch.
I bet.
Or something.
This is one of those ones you don't ever get to know this because, you know, they're so good at keeping things in the house. But like Belichick and Brady, one of them threw a punch once, right?
At each other?
They'd worked for 20 years.
Or did Brady have like his trainer go try
somebody,
and fight Belichick?
One of them chest bumped the other and said, "You want some of this?" And we just never know about it.
Yeah, I did. I searched players that fought coach, and the first thing that came up was Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah, he choked his coach.
That was the number one thing that was mentioned.
I didn't know about that. I do have something in my
notes. No, I don't know.
In my notes to ask you if you.
I mean, when did it happen? 97? 96?
Yeah.
Daryl Strawberry and Keith Hernandez fought each other. IK and Campali and Geno Smith. I guess some of this is teammates.
Former Bill, IK and Campali. Former Bill's team captain, IK and Campali. Remember Rex made him a captain against the Jets?
He did do that. He got kicked off the Jets for punching the quarterback. Rex signed him and made him the captain against the Jets.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That did happen.
That's pretty wild.
803-0550.
Michael Irvin and Everett MacGyver. That's a bad one. That was like a stabbing, wasn't it? That was a barbershop stabbing.
There's Michael Westbrook and Stephen Davis.
That's on here too.
Okay. There's Josh Norman and Cam Newton.
There's a lot on this list. We can go through it a little bit. Right. There's a lot of names to get to.
We'll get Paul on the other side. Talk about this Bo Byram extension. 803-0550 if you want to be a part of the show. We got wide open phone lines. You can jump on at any point. If not, that's cool too. We're hanging out on a warm, humid Tuesday. Paul next on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.